It's Rosie on the house.
Got bonus. Your voice back.
Yeah, I'm trying. The bonus wake up weekend call hour. We've got Romy broadcasting live this morning here in the next hour from Treeland Nurseries. Romy, tell us what you got going on out there.
Well, you know, do you remember that Happy Days episode where Fonzie's sick and he's taking aspirin and Opie, I don't remember his name in Happy Days, but Opie's like, Fonz, you want some water? He's like, no, the Fonz doesn't need water for his aspirin. And then like 10 seconds later, it's like... It was what I was thinking about when we were going to that last break. It sounded like you were sucking down your vitamin C12 powdered without water again.
Something got stuck, I'll tell you. Woo.
But, yes, we are live at Treeland Nursery. In fact, Lisa already has stopped by to say hello and was talking about her prickly pear cactus that are full-bloomed when ripe. And when she first moved here, she had no idea you could eat them and said she had neighbors coming by wanting her cactus. She's like, why do all these people want this cactus? Well, she figured out you eat it. It's a wonderful fruit. Do you make jelly out of it? Have you tried that? You do make jelly out of it now. But you leave it to the experts. Excellent. So Treeland actually opens officially at 8 o'clock, but there's a lot going on here. Cheryl Gore with the Arizona Nursery Association's here and has set up their plant something. She also has a bunch of water use it wisely material from AMWA. There's a couple customers in, so the door's pretty much open. But the contest officially will start at 8 o'clock, 8:06 when we go live. If you come by and get your question asked on air, we'll have Keith from Treeland Nursery here to answer the questions. On air, you'll get a ticket, and the ticket will go in a jar, and only people that get their question on air will be in that jar. So your chances to win will probably be less than 1 in 10, and you'll get to just walk this beautiful 10 acres and pick out your own 24-inch box tree. If you have a son that didn't come in last night or was late for curfew, this digging that hole would be a perfect chore for him this morning.
You never had to do that wrong.
And y'all are running a discount out there for the whole month, right?
Their 50-year anniversary, it was started by Don's parents. I did not catch their names, so that we're now on the third generation, and like I said, the fourth generation is up in training. I met him here Thursday. It was Raph, I believe was his name. He's about 6 months old. But for their 50th anniversary, they're offering 20% off all 24-inch box trees.
All right, that's at Treeland Nurseries. Get out there for the broadcast this particular Saturday morning. Romy will be out there 8 to 9. Get your question asked live on air. The experts will be there on site. You'll get a chance and opportunity to win a 24-inch box tree of your choice, citrus excluded. So, for those of you up north, let me repeat, there's a great activity going on up in Prescott today, sponsored by the Arizona Game and Fish Department. It is the Dual Survival Celebrity. What's his name? London. Cody London. He currently runs the Aboriginal Living Skills School in Prescott. They're going to be having this going on 10 to 5, both today and tomorrow. This is an expo like no other, folks. It's for all ages of all abilities who enjoy the outdoors and want to learn more. They're going to have a 300-foot zip line. Now, that's a blast. Zip lines are a blast. I don't know if you're going to end up in Watson Lake at the end of the zip line or not, but regardless, a 300-foot zip line. A four-person climbing wall, instructional rappelling, kayaking, disc golf, and a netted cove with more than 2,000 catchable rainbow trout. This is a great outdoor expo event for all ages. If you'd like to whet your kids' appetite on getting outside and enjoying the outdoors, get up to Watson Lake Park today or tomorrow. Very affordable. It's $5 for adults, $3 for children. Age 7 through 17, under 6 is free.
So you just show up, pay at the door?
You just show up and pay at the door. State Route 89 in the Granite Dells, Watson Lake State Park. The Survival Expo. Sounds like a lot of fun. You know, another thing Fishing Game has going on that I want to bring everybody's awareness to. You know, a lot of people think Arizona Game and Fish. Some people were asking me the other day, why do you spend so much time, you know, discussing them? they get upset maybe that it's a hunting organization. Well, Arizona Game and Fish is a lot more than that. And these kind of expos and demonstrations demonstrate that. And they've got an event coming up for November 7th that's a fundraiser for Respected Access in Arizona. Now, this sounds like a blast. There will be a barbecue dinner. There'll be raffles, live and silent auctions, all planned at the Arizona State Credit Union Pavilion located at Ben Avery Shooting Facility. That's out on Carefree Highway west of I-17. The catering is going to be by Bobby Q Restaurants. You can't beat that. They got the dinner. And it's all to benefit the Tread Lightly program, which is a national organization that promotes responsible recreation through stewardship, communication, and education, along with the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service. They're all helping to keep Arizona's public lands healthy and open through the successful Respect Access is Open Access in Arizona campaign. And they've actually had many volunteer events where they go out and they just clean up trash in certain areas that the public uses heavily and by irresponsible users, unfortunately. And, you know, Tread Lightly and Respect Access in Arizona are out there cleaning the place up, and they're going to have this banquet. It's November 7th, and you can go try and, you know, get all the information you want. It's actually for this banquet, you go to respectedaccessarizona.org. respectedaccessarizona.org. Get out there. Sounds like a lot of fun. Raise money to help try and keep Arizona beautiful, because there's nothing. There's nothing that turns me sideways in my frame of mind as to end up in some beautiful location of Arizona.
And see someone's trash.
And see
tires,
trash.
Clothes, glass. Yep.
Absolutely. You know, you hear about the eye can never be satisfied. And we featured Apache County earlier in this hour. And Apache County is one of those places where the eye can literally never be satisfied. Every bend in the road is one more opening vista, horizon, grand view of something beautiful and gorgeous. It's up at 8,000 feet. It's absolutely one of the cooler corners of all of Arizona. And stay tuned for next week when we'll actually be sponsoring the north half of Apache County, which is the Navajo Indian Reservation. Lots of very cool things to do up there. And I don't think people, we want to take down any barrier you may have being reluctant to go see the reservation. What are the rules for traveling the back roads of the reservation? We'll be talking about all that next week at the 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on House. Y'all stay tuned. We're pitching out to Romy at Treeland Nurseries for the Outdoor Hour. Then we'll be talking mortgages in the 9 o'clock hour and fire safety at 10 o'clock.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.